Thank you for joining today's devotion podcast called The Confusing Gift. When we each receive gifts, most of the time it's pretty simple, right? Someone offers it to us, we either unwrap it or we pull it out of the bag and voila, then we see the gift appears. Have you ever seen those lock boxes that are puzzle? They're typically wooden. They have some creative design, like some are sea turtles, others are pyramids, and some are just boxes. And there are lots of different pieces in these boxes. These pieces have to come out in a certain order so that you can finally get into the box and find the secret compartment inside. Once years ago, Scott and I bought one of those cool boxes for each of the kids for Christmas. When we first purchased them, we thought it would be a really good idea if we put a little money in each of the boxes in the bottom of the secret compartment. The problem came on Christmas morning when, after a good bit of trying, the kids couldn't get into the boxes at all, and they asked us for help. Well, many weeks had passed between the purchase and their receiving the boxes, so we had absolutely no idea how to get in the boxes. It took hours for us to figure it out. How could we not remember the way into their gift, especially when there was something important like money inside? While receiving the gift of the Christ child is actually very simple, we sometimes complicate it with our humanity. Just like those boxes, we forget the way in, that in order to receive the gift and actually let the gift do what it was intended to do, it takes action on each of our parts. We have to admit that we don't have it all figured out, this thing called life, and we have to recognize that we each have stuff that gets in the way of us experiencing the oneness and fullness of God. That stuff is our sin. Remember, the Greek word for sin is hamartia. It means missing the mark. So sin is really just missing the mark of walking on the pathway that leads to life and love. In order to accept the true Christmas gift, we each have to admit that we're sinners. We miss the mark in life, and sometimes we have stuff that keeps us from receiving the ultimate gift of love, grace, and forgiveness. Recognizing this stuff and then giving it up means we have to give up control. And as a whole, you and I, as humans, we tend to like to make sure that we stay in control of our lives and our circumstances, sometimes even our relationships. Giving it up means that we descend lower than any of us really want to go when we give up control. Yet the beauty of Jesus is seen in how low he came to love us. Divinity becomes revealed in humanity so that we can truly see and receive the ultimate gift, the gift of transformation that comes with accepting Christ's gift of life. Our spiritual regeneration and eventual greatness are achieved by going down the same path as Jesus. C.S. Lewis put it beautifully. In the incarnation, we catch sight of a new key principle, the power of the higher. Just in so far as it is truly higher to come down, the power of the greater to include the less. Everywhere the great enters the little, its power to do so is almost the test of its greatness. In the Christian story, God comes down from the heights of absolute being into time and space. God comes down into humanity, but he goes down to come up again and bring the whole ruined world with him. Romans 5:8 tells us, "But God shows his love for us, because while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." That's the ultimate gift. Thanks for joining today's devotion podcast.